being here. My name is Jessica Lee Stovall, and I'm an assistant professor of African American Studies here at UW-Madison. And I'm honored to be able to introduce Dr. Gloria Gwynne this afternoon. I was so inspired as I looked at the posters in the Wisconsin Historical Society. And I'm inspired by this endeavor of uncovering the stories of these freedom seekers. In my own book project on Black teachers, I went on physical pilgrimages to share space with people who have thought about how freedom seekers like Harriet Tubman have resisted and reimagined spaces through the Underground Railroad. And by being in the physical spaces as Harriet Tubman walked, I was able to better articulate the overt and subversive ways that freedom seekers world Black freedom. To reflect on this connection between Harriet Tubman and Black teachers, I begin each chapter of my book with the vignette of these pilgrimages to illuminate the parallels between Tubman's decision-making around striving for liberation and how Black teachers have constructed free worlds within schools both past and present. Over the course of a year and a half, I hopped on airplanes to be present in the spaces she was, her birthplace in Cambridge, Maryland, her gravesite in Auburn, New York, and even St. Catharines, Canada, where she spent 8 years after the Fugitive Slave Act passed in 1850. The Harriet Tubman pilgrimages brought me experiential knowledge, and this knowledge often was emotional as I anchored myself in sacred historical memory in the archives. So centering freedom seekers in my own work highlights the strategy, courage, intellect, and collective actions of Black people. And centering this work of freedom seekers today connects the past to the present, illuminating the ongoing struggles in our quest for liberation. Thus, you can see why I'm so inspired, and the second that Dr. Whiting asked me to give this introduction, I knew that I wanted to be a part of this incredible project. And so I want to now transition to thinking about Dr. Whiting's work, who's the reason why we're all here gathered today. So Gloria Whiting is the E. Gordon Fox Associate Professor of History here at UW-Madison. She graduated from Rice University and has a master's degree and PhD in history from Harvard University. She has, her work is focused on ordinary people in early America, especially women and people of color. And she has published articles in leading historical journals, such as the Journal of American History, the William and Mary Quarterly, and Slavery and Abolition. Her article, Race, Slavery, and the Problem of Numbers in Early New England, received the 2021 William Nelson Cromwell Foundation Prize for Best Article in American Legal History by an Early Career Scholar. In 2024, Gloria published her first book titled Belonging, An Intimate History of Slavery and Family in Early New England. This deeply researched and beautifully written book illuminates the lives of enslaved people in 17th and 18th century Massachusetts, revealing much that we had not known about their families and communities. Belonging has been shortlisted for the Frederick Douglass Book Prize and the Stone Book Award, and has won numerous prizes, including the American Historical Association Prize for Best First Book on American History, the Peter J. Jones Memorial Prize from the Massachusetts Historical Society, the John Winthrop Prize from the Colonial Society of Massachusetts, and the Francis Richard Keller Sierra Prize from the Western Association of Women's Historians. Gloria has received several prizes and recognition of the quality of her teaching, including the University Housing Honored Instructors Award, which she has won 4 times, the History Department's Dorothy and Hainsing Nanyao Teaching Award, and the Tri-Delta Sorority's Outstanding Instructor Award. This afternoon, Gloria will be speaking to us about the Freedom Seekers Project here at W. Madison. Without further ado, we want to welcome Dr. Whiting.